This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
State Representative Court Boyce joining us, presumably in Salem this morning, because the Oregon State Legislature is underway. Court, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me on. It's foggy up here, too, both literally and figuratively, huh?
So you've been in session for a few days. What's kind of the tenor of things so far?
You know, actually, we start officially Monday, and, you know, we're just getting our committees lined up, and, you know, the South Coast delegation, or Southern Oregon delegation, has each probably averaging about 15 to 20 bills. We are working very hard to get Democratic support, and, you know, a lot about child protection, a lot about taxation, stopping the majority, the supermajority, from increasing taxes in under any circumstances. And, of course, fire. That's my number one issue.
And, of course, a lot goes on this week. Talk about kind of this first week and what it's like there. Plus, you've got new lawmakers as well.
You know, I think there's 15 new members on the House, about nine, if I recall, on the Democratic side. The rest newcomers on our side. Pretty impressed with the group we have in our minority. Again, we're working hard on committees. We said gave a welcome to the governor on her opening speech. Some we agreed with. Good portion, Kyle, we did not agree with. Again, on. We want to improve housing. We want to improve our local economies. We want to bridge the gap between rural and urban. And sometimes the other side makes it pretty tough to do, but we know our role, and we're determined, and we're going to do everything we can to protect rural Oregon and bridge that gap.
Well, I know the two leaders from each chamber on the GOP side, Daniel Bonham and Christine Drazen, did a joint about 10-minute segment in response to the governor, and kind of created definitely a different pathway than what was in much of her message.
You know, I watch. I don't need to be involved in that too much. You know, I'm very proud of our leadership on the Republican side, and I think they have a role that understands that we've got to get the message out that Oregon's economy is really on the verge. We're having businesses leave. You might recall, of course, Kyle, that we had 8 mills, a total of 1,300 employees lost their jobs in Oregon the first 9 months of 2024. And, you know, most of them are closing because of timber supply issues. Here we grow the greatest, fastest growing tree on the planet, and we can't get them trees. So that's a fight that we understand, and we are just going to go to the mat on that and improve our forest management and stop the let it burn policies.
Now, with a new federal administration beginning next week, although it might take a while, do you see any potential for some changes there in federal forest policy coming from D.C.?
You know, in simple terms, we relate that to good common sense management. So we are optimistic. You know, I still want to work with the governor. There's some issues that I agree on, more not than we do agree. But, you know, at some point, and I just come out with a Solutions 19 program. I think I sent it to you on how we can stop the fires in Oregon, how we can better manage, protect our watershed, stop the smoke. And one of the main things, Kyle, is to get the Forest Protective Association's 9 on a standalone agency, or put them jointly or separately, either under Oregon Emergency Management or the Oregon State Fire Marshal. And I'm working very close on that.
What are some of the bills that you're working on yourself for this session?
You know, the county trust land, there are 18 of them in Oregon, and you recall 60 years ago, they gave their timber, essentially gave, to the state of Oregon to better manage and bring that money back to local governments for law enforcement, certainly our schools. It's really gone, for lack of a better term, sideways, and so I have a bill to get that property back, at least opt in. Douglas County has a lot of forests that they have. Both Douglas and Coos County have very good forest management teams, and they'll do a better job. And they'll, you know, that's just one of bills. A lot of bills for protecting our kids from the internet, sex trafficking, Just what I believe are, you know, my team is working on some very moral-oriented issues. Certainly the education system is collapsing. We know that. Hey, I spent three, and the exceptions are some on the South Coast. I spent 3 hours last week, Rep Osborne and I, at the Roseburg High School, and just see the team, the administration there that are getting our kids ready for the workforce is just a model for Oregon. So pretty good source of pride. But, yeah, just a lot of bills related to kids. Forest protection, fire awareness and prevention. You know, we taught our kids to clear back when we were kids, keep Oregon green, and Oregon's turning brown. And with the fires in LA, that gives us some leverage to get additional public sentiment and let them know we're not doing our job, and we have got to improve that.
What about roads and bridges around Oregon? Now, some of those, of course, are under federal control. Sometimes it's counties, but a lot in the state road system, many of those bridges in particular, decades old. And it seems like we have kind of drifted to where increasingly we've got some serious issues with some of the infrastructure, and it's just going to have to be replaced, but it comes at a steep cost. What do you do there?
You know, thanks for bringing that up. That's an excellent point. And a lot's going to happen there. You know, take Curry County, for example, southern coast down to the California-Oregon border, our coastal highway. You know, the Oregon Department of Transportation, despite the $200-300 million that they're down, they've done an excellent job keeping it. The last 3 years, Kyle, on the coast, we've had an average of four major repair projects going at the same time. Now, most of that money comes from the federal government. So with the new administration, it'll be interesting to see how much the bill perhaps is going to be tightened. But your point of bridges, that some of them 50, 60, 70 years old, that's not something that we can continue to neglect. And it's part of our economy, a healthy economy, you know, healthy forest management, take the burden away from our taxpayers and put the burden on very productive forests. And you know all the mills we have in Curry, Coos, and Douglas counties, and they deserve a boost and a break. They employ a lot of people, support a lot of families.
Talk about the practical aspect. What are you doing to get ready for the session?
You know, I just left Walmart to get groceries for a couple of weeks, so I don't have to be distracted with that. You know, all of us spend 12 to 14 hours in our offices a day. It's what we signed up for. We're thankful to be in this position. You know, we're going to hold people accountable every way that we can in a respectful but very direct way. I've just been put on the Veterans Emergency Management and Governance Committee. I'm just really happy about that. I worked hard to get on that committee. It's important to my district. And so it adds to our workload. But again, we've got a good staff. And to answer your question, yeah, it's just this week has been, just one example. We went into state police security presentation yesterday. That was a very informative hour on security in the Capitol and what's involved there. And so we're thankful for that. But yeah, just a lot of prep, getting our office ready. And, you know, we get there early and leave late. And we're really tuned in and ready for the hard work.
All right. State Representative Court Boyce in Salem. We'll check in again soon. Thanks for being on this morning.
Kyle, thanks for everything. Bye for now.
8:40 at the Morning Report.